Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is all about the playoffs this weekend with the big games. We got 2 games Sunday, and then we got the Super Bowl. And then we'll all be crying because we'll be missing football. College football is over. And then so we get 2 this weekend and then the Super Bowl. But it's all about the games, Mike. And we'll give you our official picks coming up as well. I do want you to hear Matt Ryan talk about Dan Quinn. And who better than Matt Ryan to talk about Dan Quinn and how this season has gone for him, and what has happened to Quinny and the Commanders?
Dan's awesome, and I loved playing for him. You know, it was a great time in my career. He's just a really good person, and to see him having the level of success that they're having, it's not surprising, you know, because I know the tone that he is setting every day he goes into that building, and the mindset that he comes into it. I think he's grown a lot as a coach, and he's evolved.
Yeah, man. Dan was certainly a guy that we were at first, you know, there was a really weird sort of hiring cycle. Todd Bowles was up for this job. Rex Ryan was up for this job.
That's right.
And Dan, of course, coming from Seattle, you and I were like, okay, take some LOB and import it here to Atlanta.
And they had just won a Super Bowl, right? That's when Russ was there. I mean, he was the DC. There was a lot that he brought with him when he got this job. And that was, you know, again, what are you looking for? And it's always great to have a Super Bowl on your resume.
Right. And then the funny part is, and we joke around about it in hindsight, you and I were like, yeah, Kyle Shanahan, bleh. Because, you know, it was like, oh, what has he done from his time in Washington and then Cleveland? And Dan, like we've heard other guys, you know, talk about, you hire a dude who gives you trouble. That's why, you know, we've seen Dan talk about Cliff Kingsbury, and that was an offense that he struggled with. That's why he brought Cliff in D.C. But Dan brings in Schottenheimer. Once we got the offensive line straight now with Alex Mack, I don't have to remind you how well 16 went. 17. See, I think Dan's, if there was a big mistake for Dan, it was going with Steve Sarkisian as the O.C. Nobody in this organization had the confidence to let Matt LaFleur be the OC after being the quarterback's coach. That's the problem. It would have been a bold, ballsy move. But I just think in hindsight, had you stayed with the Shanahan system, and Sark was great in 2018, that's when the defense fell apart with injuries. But 17, the year we shut down the Rams and the Eagles in the playoffs, but unfortunately our offense just wasn't the same with Sark calling it.
Yeah, LaFleur at that time, though, I believe, Mike, had never been a play caller. And correct, that was the other issue. So you go get Sark, who, even though he had done it at other places, at least had some experience in calling plays, even though you wanted to keep the system in place. It didn't work out the way we hoped it would. But, yes, I do agree with Matt Ryan. And listen, that's why, you know, this is not a shocker.
No.
The shocker is nobody expected in the first year. That's the shocker. It's not a shocker that Dan Quinn was going to get the Commanders right and get him into the playoffs.
We did laugh when you played that audio of, you know, Dan going, I like doing hard plank, which, you know, oh boy. You know, is Dan going to have the Navy SEALs come out? We're going to go carry telephone poles around? I mean, it's something that we were laughing at. But, look, Dan is a good dude. I know that as a coach here in Atlanta, it didn't pan out. He didn't exactly give us all the stuff we wanted, but that's his prerogative. You know, that's, coaches don't have to let you in and give you stuff off the record. But maybe Dan, like Belichick or anybody else, Carl, learned, and he's got it fine-tuned. He's got a great, just like, it's ironic, it's almost identical. He's got a great OC with Shanahan.
Yeah.
He's got good pieces around him. And but again, the quarterback situation is transformative with Jaden Daniels.
Mike, let's talk about these hires. What upset you about the Liam Combs situation?
I mean, you already interviewed for the Jacksonville job, and you know he goes back and he has a second meeting, doesn't tell the Buccaneers, and the story that our buddy Rick Stroud, who is that's gospel from Rick Stroud, he is an accredited journalist,
he is,
and knows his stuff. But the story was basically Liam Cohen is ghosting Tampa Bay management for like 24 hours. And when he does respond, he's like, I got a sick kid. I'm dealing with a kid. And he's not sick kid. Woo! There's karma attached to that. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. So basically he BS's the Bucs while the Jacksonville Jaguars, I guess from his agent, realized like a lot of other coaching candidates said, you got to get Trent Baalke out of here. And once they did, he signed on the line.
It felt weird last night when we left the show because it did feel like he was trying to maneuver this and not have to talk to the people. Listen, I learned a long time ago, just be upfront and honest with everybody. Like, if you have another opportunity to do something, and especially in the NFL, it's no secret. Everybody knows. But you got to tell the people who have given you the opportunity to say, hey, really appreciate you, but this is just too big for me to pass up. Nobody's going to tell you no, but you got to own it. And so I'm with you. That part bothered me, but now we're past it, and he is the new Jags head coach. Peter Schrager put out a statement in which he spoke to him, and he said, this is coming from him, so please accredit me. And we are. We love Schrags. Becoming a head coach of Jacksonville is an opportunity of a lifetime and one.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That I'm going to run with and try to instill a championship culture and a winning tradition here in Duval. This doesn't happen without the support and opportunities of my family. So he goes on, and then he talks about Todd Bowles. And he says, thank you, Todd Bowles, for your continued support and the entire Buccaneers organization. So, again, he was on the radar, guys, and I said this a week or so ago, maybe at the beginning of the week. Everybody thought this guy was going to get a job next year. Not now, but again, he blew the doors off of Shad Khan.
And Rick Stroud saying, you know, the Bucs, it's like this hits close to home for them because they got Canales just bolted after a year for them. And, you know, they even took the Carolina job. And the thing is, after he had the initial contact in Jacksonville, according to the Bucs, they had sweetened the deal. They were going to make him the highest paid offensive coordinator in the league. And then he pulls this stuff, which is a bit disingenuous to your point to start the conversation. During the 5 p.m. Hour, Cohen calls Bowles, told him he's still dealing with a personal matter.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's just talking to the Jags. Look, sometimes there's no easy way to do this. You know, in Formula One, they call it a gardening leave. You leave a team, basically you take a vacation because they didn't want you taking the secret sauce to another team.
Yeah.
Not the way it works in the NFL. He's going to play the system.
Let's hear from Patrick Mahomes because we're all going to be watching about these calls this week, whether you think there's something to it or not, but Mahomes wants to be clear about the refs.
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so I think that's what we preach here in Kansas City. You get new referees every year. You get new circumstances. And you never can really tell because every play is different. And that's what makes the NFL so special. And so I feel like I've just continued to play the game. And I just try to win. And whatever happens kind of happens.
I hope there's no controversial call on Sunday.
Man, if there is a moment where somebody in the Chiefs gets some BS call, and you know what? if we can get, I don't know if Rich McKay's ever going to talk to us, but yeah, I'd love to get Rich on and talk about the competition committee. That what you're going to?
Why wouldn't he?
Because I always say that it's his fault that we don't have instant replay reviewable because we had 1 year of it after they Rams. I know it's one of my pet.
He might be listening right now,
Rich. And remember, he gave us the typical Rich, you know, the lawyer type answer, which Rich can convince you of anything after 20 seconds. Rich talks like, okay, I guess so. No, but this makes no sense. Playing pass interference is huge. It changes games. It sustains drives. Hell, man, we probably beat the Commanders if we don't get that nonsense defensive holding call. So, I mean, there's anything involving, you know, pass interference is huge, especially third and long. I'll bet you $50 there'll be a pass interference call that goes the way of the Chiefs. They'll play it.
The league right now is praying because it's just going to add more fuel to this fire.
Look, you know the drill. You can't hit a quarterback in the head. You can't get anywhere near anything over the numbers.
That's right.
And you can't, if you're on the ground, reach over and try to take his legs out because he'll get you for that. So basically, you've got a batting zone that is literally the stomach right to hit a quarterback. And if you do that too hard and land on him, it's 15 yards and it's first down. So there's no way really to hit the QB. So these things, to me, I understand why they're there, Carl, because your franchise quarterback getting paid north of $50 million has got to sustain your team, but there's got to be some kind of happy medium. I'm with you. Please don't let this come down to the guys in black and white.
I hope not. Let the game decide. It is our 4th-and-1 segment, guys, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Joel Corey is on the way. One other thing, because Saquon Barkley is such a focal point. Mike, he said his touchdown run against the Rams is his favorite of his career.
Oh.
Think about all the runs he's had, and he may have two more or three more this weekend. Who knows? Nobody's been able to stop him. He ran for over 2,000 yards this year, but this is Saquon.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite touchdown so far of my football career since I was a little kid. Just the moment, the timing of it, the conversations that I had with myself, the stuff that I've been working on, it kind of all just came together in that moment. It also taught me a lesson, too, that, yeah, one of my favorite moments, but it's playoff football. You got to make the play and move on.
It was amazing because the Rams, you know, we always talk about set the edge. You know, we talked to Arch. Guy gets brought in, and I think it was the guard kicks out.
Kicked him.
And it was perfect. And you're in the snow. And everything was more dramatic in that weather. It was awesome.
It really was.
Hey, man, Jalen Hurts, we said earlier, his knee is progressing. Apparently, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, he will wear a brace. So that
limited.
That doesn't make you the same Jalen Hurts.
No. I just don't know what we saw last week. He ran for a 42-yard touchdown, right? And it opened up, and nobody's able to catch him. The mobility in the pocket, it's not that stuff. It's the mobility in the pocket. Guys, they had 7 sacks. They gave up 7 sacks last week. So that's my concern with the Eagles. It's not Jalen running down the field. Mike, his maneuvering, and then just I got to hold on to the ball because I can't get away like I used to.
And his left knee folded like, I don't know, man, like a pretzel. It just didn't look right. Didn't look good. Speaking of injuries, Dallas Goedert says, I'm ready to go. He says, I'm going to play. He had the ankle injury. He was out of Wednesday and Thursday's Eagles practice. He says he's going to go.